Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to be learning tonight an interesting halacha regarding the putting. It's very interesting. It really is a fascinating aspect of Hilchas Tzitzis, about taking the talis off and the bracha about putting back on. So let's see these halachas. There's a it's very relevant. It's following on from the discussion we started yesterday. We're not even going to complete it. We'll have to see the full picture once we've done. See if you've done it as well. And perhaps even, yeah. Okay, so let's see. And Siftas Vav as well. So we're going to see the ongoing picture, but let's see what we're going to learn tonight. So, we learned yesterday, Sif Yud Beis, now Sif Yud Gimel. Okay, that's Simon Ches, Sif Yud Gimel. As follows. Haloivish Talas Kotnu Mevari Cholov. Somebody puts on a talis cotton, and he makes a bracha. Now, we have discussed the Mishnah Berurah's opinion, we learned previously, is what is the right order in terms of talis and talis cotton. What have we learned so far? When do we make the bracha? We make the bracha on the talis godoil. We don't make a bracha on the tzitzis. That's what the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is, based on the Ramah, and that's fine. And the Shulchan Aruch does not learn like that. The Mishnah Berurah has got a slightly different approach. He says as follows, Halo yivish talis katan mevarei cholov. If a person puts on a tzitzis, and he chooses to make a bracha over it. Now, v'kshehoylech lebeis ha-knesses, and when he later goes to shul, umis'atev betalis gadol, and he will subsequently put on a talis gadol, tzorich levorech olav, he will then need to make a bracha on the talis gadol. Why? Because the walking from his house, lebeis hakneses, to the shul, chashiva hefsek is considered an interruption. He put on the tzitzis, fair enough. He made a bracha on it, that's okay. But there is an interruption here because he walked from home to shul. That's considered an interruption, sufficiently so that he's going to make a new bracha once he puts on the talis in shul. What happens, however, if he chooses to daven in his house? What happens if he davens at home? Then, says Shulchan Aruch, and if he davens b'zoich beis in his house, if his intention was, from the beginning, Gamal Talas Godel, if he initially had in mind to not only put on a tzitzis, but also a talis gadol, and that was his intention, and he had that clearly in mind. For lo hifsik ben sayim besichon, he didn't interrupt by talking or bedvorim achem, or didn't do any other extended interruption. Eino yitzorich lach selevorich, he does not need to make another bracha. So Rabbi Yisai, this is very much further to our conversation yesterday, and what Shulchan Aruch is teaching us today is again we have to just switch off for a minute our minhag and our custom that we make a bracha on the talis gadol, but it is still very relevant to us because it teaches us and indicates how the bracha is going to work and how we lose the bracha. So he says as follows, if there's a person that puts on the tzitzis and he wishes to make a bracha on the tzitzis, okay, that's not necessarily what we do, but he puts on the tzitzis, and now he wants to know, do I or do I not need to make another bracha later on the talis gadol? Do I not? So here the Shulchan Aruch said he makes a difference. If he's making the bracha of the tzitzis at home, and he's going to put on the talis gadol in shul, then you've got an interruption there, a substantial interruption, and you lost your bracha, he's got to make a new bracha once he puts on the talis. Is that, by the way, your custom?
We don't make a bracha on the tzitzis.
Ah, okay. Okay, so it's also not your custom. No, that's mine, isn't it? Okay. If, however, a person wishes to, chooses for whatever reason to daven at home, such as why is davening at home?
Not well,
COVID, yeah.
Can't
take the schlepping anymore. Okay, so whatever, he chooses to daven at home. So then the loch is, he put on the tzitzis, interesting reasons coming, yeah. So he put on the tzitzis, and he knows he's shortly going to put on the talis gadol. He's not interrupting, there's no great time lapse, so he can just make one bracha on talis on the tzitzis, and he's going to cover the talis gadol later. Now, what is interesting is that he says, "What's the crucial point? How did he lose the bracha over here? It's really important that. How did he lose the bracha? Yeah, so walking. Yeah, I have sex. So what is halachically the defining break? What is halachically? Is it the fact that it was an extent of time? Or is it because he walked? Halichla besakneses? What is it? Pardon? Time. So the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Achronim that it is not the walking. Sifkot Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah. The Achronim is Kimu. The Achronim agree. The Etzem Halicha, the actual walking, Loi Choshiv Hepsik, the fact that you walked from one, the walking is not a problem. Velvet begin Kosu, he said that nevertheless, he's right. Kosu is the Zerch Levoi Chal Talas Godel. Mishnah Mishnah Mokim, he says that the Halacha is right, the reason isn't. The Halacha is right, the reason is not. Because it says that the problem is the shinui mokim. If you make the bracha in one place, and you end up putting on a talis in a different place, it's not the fact that you walked. It's the fact that you ended up in a different place. We find shinui mokim is a problem. Because brachas, shinui mokim is a big sugya in other areas of halacha, shinui mokim. So here too, the point is a shinui mokim. You made a bracha in one place, you're now putting on a talis in a different place, and that's not covered because of the shinui mokim. So therefore, the talis wouldn't be covered. Now, it's important to note as well, I'm going to add that just to bring this important chayodim in Sifkot Lamed Dalet, Mishnah Berurah says, chashiva hefsik. He said, not everybody agrees with that. The chayodim choshel that's the same, the shinui mokim loya behefsik. But there, many achayodim disagree and say, no. If you put on the talis cotton in one place, and you put on the talis godl in a different place, unlike what we learned now, Shulchan Aruch, he says that's not a promise. Shulchan Aruch says you make the bracha in one place, you put on a second talis in a different place, that is a problem. The Chayodim says it is not a problem. Shinui Mokim is not a problem. And he says you shouldn't make a bracha, and it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah agrees with that opinion that the Shinui Mokim is not a problem. So, in other words, let's get this clear. Say, you put on what would be a good example of a shinui mokim? Chayodim says you don't make another bracha. So say you put on a tzitzis. Why would you want to make a bracha? Can you just help me out? What would you make a bracha on a tzitzis, according to Almanik? When would you end up making a bracha on tzitzis?
If you're not going to put talis on later.
Okay, say...
On Tisha B'Av.
Yeah. Well, the minig is we make later, right? Yeah, it's a very big hefsek. When do we make a brach on talis kot? I'm just trying to think of a scenario.
After davening, you put on a different talis cotton, and you didn't have it in mind from the beginning.
A talis cotton.
Yeah, your one got dirty.
Okay, yeah. So you put on a talis cotton, and then you are later in a different place going to put on a talis godel, and you know about it. So the we've got a machlokes between Shulchan Aruch and Chai Odom as to whether the fact that you are going to put on a talis godel in a different place as to whether that requires you to make another bracha or not. Shinui mokoyim per se, if that is the reason that you shouldn't make another bracha elsewhere. Okay, what is probably more relevant, and that is really, and that is very relevant, is what we're going to be seeing now in Sif Yudalet. That is a discussion about, Abba says, Sif Yudalet is going to clarify the following point. Do you ever take the talis off and then put it back on?
Yeah.
When do we do that? Take it off, and put it. Bathroom, yeah, the most simple case is bathroom case, okay? Do you or do you not make another bracha when you put it back on? No. Similar case. What?
No.
Why not? What would be the case if you go to a kiddush? You go first, you're invited to eat somewhere after davening. Okay. Invited to eat out. Okay, you go Shabbos day, you're eating out, and you end up, and let's say you don't want to carry your talis because you're in a place where there is no eruv. Okay, so what did you do? You just after davening, you went to where you got invited, and you were still wearing the talis. Now you took the talis off, and you ate the meal, Shabbos day meal. Okay. Now, you're going home, and you wish not to carry the talis, because of the potential problem of of carrying, etc. But you do know, and that's correct, by putting on a talus, it's not a problem, and you can walk around like this. Pardon? All right, no, you could put on a coat on top. You could put on a coat on that. So the question is as follows: if you put on a talus at that stage, will you not make another bocha? Do you know what? I have another case which is similar. All that is going to be clarified and see if you dial it. On Yom Kippur, you go home for the break. Yeah, there's a bit of a break. Yom Kippur, you go home for the break. And now you're going to put on your talus again. You're going to put it on or not. Do you not make another bocha? You put on a talus again. Similar question will be addressed as well in this. What happens if you lose your talus mid-davening? Do you make another bochis? Okay, let's see what Sifri Dala teaches us. In Poshat Talisoi, if you took your talus off, yeah, even if your intention was to put the talus back on, immediately put it back on, you must make another bracha when you put it back on with atif boy. So Shulchan Aruch's opinion is clear. Shulchan Aruch says we are entering the sugya now of taking talus off and back talus off. So Rabbi said, just to clarify this, previously we have learned putting an extra talus on. See, if your talus is addressing the question, what if you took the talus off and now you're putting a talus back on? So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you took it off, you're putting it back on, you're going to make another bracha. Even if intention was to put it back on. Says the Ramah, V'yesh oimrim, some disagree, she'ein mevachin. The Ramah said, no, you don't make another bracha as long as if, when you took it off, your intention was to put it back on, you do not need to make another bracha according to the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch says, you do make another bracha. Ramah says, you do not need to make another bracha. And the Ramah adds that qualifying element as well. Ramah says, yeah. But it all depends if you're wearing a tzitzis or not. So, if you're wearing a tzitzis, what's the halacha? If you're wearing a tzitzis then, and you took the talus off, ain't so, you don't need to make a new bracha. However, if you're not wearing a tzitzis, if you're not wearing a tzitzis, then you do. The hachinah again, that is the minik according to the Ramah.
Why does it make a difference?
The answer to your question is as follows. Because, Rabbi said, why would he make a difference if he's wearing a tzitzis or not? Why would he make a difference? The Ramah's opinion, by the way, we're passing like that. That if a person wears a tzitzis, and he takes his talus off, if he's got a tzitzis on, you don't need to make an overhaul. What's the difference if you've got a tzitzis on or not?
It's got no bearing on.
Nothing to do with it. So what is the point of the tzitzis? What is the point of the tzitzis? What's the difference? Why, according to the mods, make a difference if you've got tzitzis or not?
You've only anyway got the chivon spoke on gum. It's not like you're doing the difference between doing the mitzvah and not doing the mitzvah.
Yeah. So the answer to your question is, in Sifkot Lamed Ches Mishnebura says, I'm gonna skip straight to this. So we've got to this. We passing like this. Opinion says the Mishnah Berurah. Ach, the maski deish oimri mazelo eirek sheposhet atalis yibistome. That's if you took it off bistame. Lachin umrinu the initial of talis cotton. If he had a talis cotton, adain lo isiach daito imin a mitzvah. These are the words. There is no full hesach hadas from the mitzvah. How are we going to translate hesach hadas?
Awareness,
interruption, what? What do you want to say?
Interruption.
Because he's still connected to the mitzvah. He's got still the mitzvah on him. He's got a talus cotton. Yes, he lost the talus gadol, but he's got still a talus cotton. So he's not disconnecting.
Each one's a separate mitzvah of the tmei atma, because There's no etzem chiyuv to wear. It's not like tefillin.
He's going to ask the question of tefillin. Yeah, but if your intention was to put it back on straight on, you do not need to make a bracha. He says as follows: if there's two ways that you don't lose the bracha, two ways that you don't lose the bracha. If, by taking it off, you declare intention you're going to put it back on, you don't lose the bracha, you don't make another bracha. Rule number one. Rule number two is if you wear tzitzis. Whatever the case is, once you wear tzitzis, the mitzvah is still connected to you. You're not disconnect yourself from the mitzvah. And therefore, even if you put the talis off without intention, but you're wearing tzitzis, you're putting talis back on, you don't need to make a new bracha. Now, the question is, no, it is a very good question. It's about taking the hafshata when it's being taken off. That's a really good question. No, according to the Mechaber says, "In poshet talisa, my daito lachzoyer lisatet b'miyat tzorich levorich." According to Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't. The das won't help. You've lost the mitzvah. According to Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah's opinion, the way we paskin is that if you are wearing a tzitzis, you're not losing the mitzvah. It's still there. Yeah. Yeah, so Mishnah over here doesn't really mention it. It doesn't seem to be a difference. Yeah. Yeah, no, but it's interesting because Mishnah doesn't seem to be emphasizing. He doesn't seem to be addressing the question of time. Here again, we don't find over here, we don't find Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. Now, Rabbi Sai, based on that, Mishnah Berurah continues. Venira, it seems, im pashat talis ve'besechat filip, somebody takes off the talis during davening. So that's your case. What was your case again? You mentioned about going to the... Yeah, so if a person takes off the talis in the middle of davening, as if your intention is to put it back on, and therefore the halacha is? No bracha. Now, that's very interesting. Now, Mishnah Berurah finishes off with the following crucial words. Here we've got a difference. The way you put the talis away... Yeah, that really goes to your question. That's your question. It depends how you put the talis away, says Mishnah Berurah. If you put it away in a... If you fold the talis and you put it neatly away, then what does that mean? You're not going to wear it again on that day. And therefore, what does that mean in terms of the bracha? You made a new bracha. However... that's as if you're not gonna. Yeah, that's explicit. However, if you dump it on top of the stand on the table, whatever, then what does that mean? I'm coming back.
But on Yom Kippur, you're short 100 brachas. So should you make a point of putting it away so you have 100 brachas? Or is that you bring yourself into the brachas?
Yeah, that's a fair question. That's a fair question.
I just throw on the stand.
It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I don't know. Yeah, there isn't a problem with bochas, and it might be a good. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but Abayisa, we must remember as well that the Mishnah Berurah points out that what was the other exception, the other condition. What did we say? So no, talis cotton. What did we learn about a talis cotton? That if a person there's no eschadas, person's got talis cotton, there's no eschadas. So never mind the way you took off the talis gadol, there is another way you're keeping the bracha, and that's by having a talis cotton. And the Mishnah seems to pass on that as well. So if you've got a talis cotton, you're not losing the bracha, according to this Ramah.
We don't make the bracha on the talis cotton.
We don't.
So the focus of the team of the mitzvah is on the talis.
True.
The talis cotton is almost like the command of later dummy, the gabbe, the mitzvah.
You're saying that we're ignoring it completely.
Yes, it's hard to understand how it helps.
But he says, "Adafka k'shenish roll of talis cotton v'achinayagin." The most seems to be paskening that if you've got a talis cotton on, you don't lose the bracha. You're making a point. I'm discontinuing this bracha. Yeah, maybe the putting it away is like a statement. Ad Khan, I've closed my bracha now. Yeah, what you're saying reminds me of the Bialocha's approach. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, very good. Okay, Rabbi said, tomorrow we're going to be addressing, Mitzvah Shem, the question of what if the talis actually falls off. Because what we discussed now was if somebody intentionally takes the talis down. Tomorrow we'll be addressing the question, what happens if the talis falls off? So that will be addressed tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, because there is a bit of a distinction. Because we learned, based on what you pointed out, there is, for some reason, that you terminate or you discontinue your bracha by taking the talis off. That's the crucial moment. So if you're taking it off, now it depends how you're taking it off, where you're putting it, how you're putting it, etc. It's interesting, really. So because that's the way you're taking it off. But if it falls off, what does that mean? If it falls off, you have no intention either way. So that will be addressed tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. So it's all about, I must say, I find it a bit difficult to understand. I'm going to leave it with this tonight. Because when you make a bracha, what is normally the defining moment? Normally. The beginning, right? You define your bracha, your mitzvah, at the beginning, the starting point, not the... So by taking it off, why does that break or discontinue the bracha, really? Because that's... It's normally the intention you have when you actually start the mitzvah, when you make the bracha, not the end of it. But that's what we find over here, that by taking it off, that's when you're discontinuing the bracha. If you're putting it away, if you're putting the talis away nicely, that means you're finished with the bracha now, that's it now, I've finished with the mitzvah, and if I wish to put on a talis later again, I'm going to have to make another bracha. Yeah.
It's like an ongoing
mission. Yeah, I hear that. Okay, Rabbi said we're going to be continuing tomorrow.